is his name. Let's stand together. We will. Let's just bow our heads and open the service. Lord Jesus, oh God, you're so precious. Thank you once again as we gather together here, feeling your presence, wooing us, settling our spirits. Father, as we look to you, oh God, have complete control of everything that's said and done here tonight. Lord, just woo us into thy precious spirit. Feed us to thy word. Lord, even the songs that we have, them, Lord, may it just settle our spirits and prepare us for what you have for us. We love you so much. Ask all these things in your precious holy name. We thank you, Father, in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Turn with me if you would. I'd like to start on page 69 in our capstone books. Jesus signed my pardon. Amen. Yes, I surely know. I was in sin's prison, oh, so dark and cold. Just a lost sheep wandering from God's eternal fold. But the door swung open, Jesus spoke to me. I sign your pardon, you may now go free. Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary, oh, life is now worth living since I've been set free. Oh, I'm so glad he was willing, amen, to save a wretch like me. Now I have a mansion, not a prison wall. Jesus signed my pardon, he has paid it all. Oh, Jesus signed my pardon, this I surely know. He took my place on Calvary, now I won't have to go. All my life I'll give to him, he gave his for me. When he signed my pardon there at Calvary. Amen. So glad he paid my pardon. Amen. Signed it. Hallelujah. Amen. Page 102. Amen. Hold my hand. Don't want to try to go through life without it. Hallelujah.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Oh, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. Oh, this would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need thee every hour. Oh, through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. sing redemption's song someday. I will be a soldier, brave and true, and ever firmly take a stand. As I onward go and daily beat the foe, oh blessed Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Oh Jesus, hold my hand, I need thee every hour. Oh, through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Oh, hear my feeble plea. Oh, Lord, look down on me. Oh, when I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, when I wander through the valley dim toward the setting of the sun, oh, lead me safely to a land of rest, if I a crown of life have won. Oh, I have put my faith in thee, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. Oh, there's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, amen, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand, I need thee every hour. Oh, through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power. Hear my feeble plea. Oh, Lord, look down on me. Oh, when I kneel in prayer, I hope to meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand.
Amen. Is he holding your hand? Hallelujah. Every day, praise his holy name. In our little pamphlet books there, page 9. Amen. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? What he's done for us, saints. Amen.
Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all. Amen. Hallelujah. When to Jerusalem our Lord went, there were praises to him from the people who received the Lord. Him they highly received. But the Pharisees that gathered there said, make them be still. But Jesus said, the rocks, oh glory, hallelujah, let them shout as they will. Amen. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all his mercies to me. We shouldn't sit with our heads hung down. God is with us now, giving strength to the bride each day, since the true way she's found. And the manifested sons of God, this world surely will see. Then the rapture will take her away from death, the last enemy. Amen. Why shouldn't I praise the Lord? He's been so good to me. The living Word made flesh again and revealed to me. I was blind and I could not see, till this message found me. Then I rose up to praise the Lord for all His mercy to me. Amen. Why shouldn't I praise Him? Oh, He's so wonderful, saints. Blessedness in His life. Amen. Love Him so much. Amen. Ask Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering? Truly wonderful. All it takes is just a little meditation. Think of what He's done for you. Amen. That's the blessing.
We're just so thankful for that thing you've done for us. We're going to give you all praise and glory for it. Pray you'll bless the service, bless us all today. Bring your kingdom.
Amen. It's worth it all to be His child. Sing it with me. It's worth it all to be His child, to serve Him through each last long mile. It's worth it all to feel His power. Us every hour, amen. It's worth it all to be His child, to serve Him through each last long mile. It's worth it all to feel His power and know every hour. Amen. How many have something on your heart you'd like to take before Him? Amen. Brother Philip, would you like to take the request?
Heavenly Father, we have the great privilege to be here to sing the Lord. As we gather here, we do, by your grace, that we are saved.
Oh, yes.
By God, we thank you for your gift. Pray that you'd help us each and every one to walk worthy of that redemption, Lord, to surrender our lives fully and completely unto you, Lord. My God, when we have to face that kind of call, Lord, that we can have the peace in our hearts and knowing that we have served you, Lord. We pray you in your sight.
Yes.
We pray tonight for every need, Lord. Everyone is sick and afflicted, Lord. And those that have need, Lord, mentally and physically, Lord God, and spiritually, Lord, we pray that you just come down, Lord, and minister to each and every one, Lord, as now we seek fit and according to thy divine will, that you might get the glory for the Lord. We pray that you bless the word as it comes forth, and Lord, our hearts to receive your word, Lord. May the blessing of thy Holy Spirit be upon you where the days come forth, Lord. And Lord, may it be your Holy Spirit speaking through that word, Lord.
Yes.
Through our hearts and our lives to draw closer to you. We ask these things in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. Amen. Praise His name. You may be seated. Amen. Someone have a song on your heart? Amen. Special word. Praise His holy name. Tim, you got something? Amen. splendor of heaven.
Listen, amen.
Knowing his destiny was the Lord.
Saints. Amen. Throw down his robes and come down to the earth. Amen. To pay the price for us. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's all stand, if you will. Amen. Sing a little chorus, Only Believe, as we ask our brother to come.
Only believe.
Precious Heavenly Father, again we thank you so very much for this. As I say it many times, as the prophet did, but Lord, truly is a grand opportunity to be gathered in a little place like this. And Lord, where your Holy Spirit is here to meet us, and Lord, to have your leadership, how we greatly appreciate it with all our hearts. Lord, we want all of you we can get.
this last days in which we live and times and what's going on, Lord, we see that the things the prophet said through many places, through his messages, that, Lord, are being fulfilled in this hour, in this day. As we ask that you just help us, Lord, to stay in the perfect will of God and do everything, Lord, that you want your little bride to do. So we ask that you would bless us now and ask you to open our understanding to the Word of God and these few verses of precious scriptures that we read tonight. We ask it in your glory and praise and honor. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise his wonderful name. I'm thankful again. God has allowed me to be here. Amen. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 2 Corinthians. And let's read a verse of scripture here and then we'll have you be seated. 2 Corinthians 5th chapter. And we'll read the 10th verse. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. May the Lord bless again the reading of his word, and you may be seated. Now we know that God is personally inspecting our every thought. You know, we've read the scripture many times down through the years that he searcheth the reins. He knows our hearts. He knows our thoughts. So, you know, again, he knows everything about us. So, you know, when we, he knows our every, I should say, word that we speak, not only our thoughts, but he knows every deed that we do, everything we perform, our every attitude and every motive that we have. He personally inspects it and knows these things, you see. So, and he also knows if I need, he knows if I've offended anybody. No. He knows if I need to ask forgiveness for anything. And see, he knows whether I need to make restitution on anything. He's God. We spoke a couple weeks ago about, you know, he knows how many gnats there is, you know, and how many flies and all these different things. You know, and if you just think of it through the carnal way of thinking, you think, oh, no way, you know. But if you're a son or daughter of God, you know he knows all these things. So he knows all of our lives personally, what we do. And that's what Paul's telling us here. He says, for we, if we do something that's not pleasing to God, or we do something good, God has record of it all. You know, and he says, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that every one may receive the things done in his body. So our bodies does a lot of things, you know. And it's motivated by what's on the inside of us. And what our desires is, and what we look to, what we're being led to do as far as what spirit lays within us. And then our body acts upon that. So we find here he says, receive the things done in his body according to that. He says that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. So let's read 2 Corinthians 10th chapter. Let's just skip over a little bit. 10th chapter is more, read the 5th verse. I just said a little something. We're not going to try to hold you very long tonight. And I'm not going to go into that as what Brother Timothy was speaking on this morning. I was going to, but I want to make sure there's as many as here as possible when I do that. So we'll just wait till another time, Lord willing. All right, so we find here in this chapter here, 10th chapter, 5th verse, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. As again, we know and we've been through it many times and talked about it. We all have maybe many thoughts. But we know we, as sons and daughters of God, if we are required to have the mind of Christ, the mind of the Word. So can a man or a woman do that in themselves? Impossible. Cannot do that at all. It just ain't going to work. Not what you're trying to do or what I try to do. It's only through Jesus Christ that we can have the mind of Christ to a genuine new birth, having that Holy Spirit in our life. So we find here, if I've offended somebody or if I've wronged somebody and I need to make restitution, and if I've made restitution, have I done it in the right way? You see, God knows all these things. You see, we're living in a time, and as time moves on, and Brother Timothy mentioned what the prophet said in this last days, and the Holy Spirit warning us of how people would be getting hard, and, you know, they'd lose that sensitivity, and they'd lose the softness, the tenderness of a Christian life. And people lose that truth of the Word, that if they wrong somebody or if they do something wrong, that they truly need to repent. You know, they need to ask God to forgive them. If I hurt Brother Finley, I'm required by the Word of God to go to Brother Finley and ask him to forgive me. Vice versa, if he does that to me, he's required to come to me and ask me to forgive him. Do I forgive him? Absolutely, I forgive him. Forgive him is I lay it aside. I forget all about it. I try to my best. We are not like God. We can't forget it. But we lay it aside, and we have no holding against that, what was done wrong to us at all. That's if you truly forgive. Okay? If you don't truly forgive, then there's always that little something there you're going to hold against. Jesus set the example, you know. He said, when Peter asked him, how many times, Lord, should we forgive? Seven times, he says? No, nay. 70 times seven. That's 490 times. So, I wonder if the Lord Jesus knew, which I'm sure he did, there may be somebody come along that does something more than once to you. More than once. Am I required to forgive? Absolutely. Even if it has to go to 490 times. And he also told us in the Word of God, if we do not forgive others of their trespasses, neither will he forgive us of our trespasses. Well, that's a bad situation to be in, you see. But you see, in our times of making mistakes and doing things wrong, which we all have over the years, we've done things wrong, there may be sometimes people do things wrong and shouldn't be doing them. Absolutely. And which is many times, you know. And we may get to thinking, well, maybe I don't want to forgive her, you know. But remember, or you don't want to forgive him. Just remember. If you don't, you're standing on dangerous ground. Yeah. Because what if I don't forgive Brother Finley for what he'd done to me? And maybe he's done it three or four times to me. I don't forgive him. What happens? Well, first of all, we know that God doesn't give us the word that neither would he forgive me my trespasses. The Lord wouldn't, you see. But you're not only doing that, but you're hurting the other person. And what if that person maybe has been very slow about coming about? Maybe that person has backslid. Okay? Maybe they are a believer. Maybe in a backslidden condition. They've gotten too much in the flesh, got too carnal. Like many times many of us have done that. Don't act like everybody's good. Because we've all has fallen short somewhere along the line. We thought we was good. We thought everything was right. But we fell short more than once. You know? What if God wouldn't forgive us? That'd be terrible, wouldn't it? And he done told us he wouldn't if I don't forgive my brother or my sister, whichever way it may be. They want me to forgive him for something. Maybe they ain't right. Maybe their life ain't right like it should be. But what if I don't forgive them? Then I'm just as bad as the other person. Yeah, I'm a word breaker, you see. So I ask myself, and you can ask yourself, have I offended anybody? Have I wronged somebody? Do I need to make restitution? Or am I going to be involved with this hard spirit age which we live in? And we can do wrong against each other and don't even ask them to forgive us. Just think, oh, I ain't going to worry about it. They was wrong anyway. The minute you do that, you're just as wrong. Yeah. There is no difference. You're just as wrong. See. So we must all stay tender. We all must stay sweet and kind, as Brother Timothy mentioned today. We must be mellowed by the Holy Spirit to make sure we don't get caught up in this age that's going on right now. All this hardness and evilness and terrible, wicked ways. You know? We must be careful. And you know, I may need your forgiveness someday. I hope you'll forgive me if that would ever come about. I would sure want to forgive you what you've done. But let's just read some scriptures and see. Maybe we can just check our own lives. Everybody sitting here. I'm not pointing fingers at any certain person or anything. I want every one of you to check your life. Okay? As I went through these things, I was checking my own life. Make sure I ain't holding anything against anybody. You know? And you know, Brother Timothy spoke about this morning. So, and Paul is letting us know here too. He said, casting down imaginations. You see, people can imagine things in their mind. And sometimes it ain't good what they imagine. Sometimes they try to imagine things and maybe try to get back at somebody. Oh my, that's terrible. That's a terrible spirit to be like that. Yeah, terrible spirit. Cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I'm talking about the word I'm reading tonight. It's the knowledge of God. Yeah, it's the knowledge of God. And bring into captivity every thought to the obedience to Christ. Now, if we have offended somebody, or somebody offended me, is every thought under obedience to God's word? Every thought. Okay? You know, which I'll bring up something here in a little bit, but let's turn to Proverbs 28 chapter. Let's go back there. Proverbs 28, right after the book of Psalms. And let's just read a little scripture here. Like I said, I want to try to at least get these scriptures read. Proverbs 28, and let's read the 13th verse. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. Think of that. You try to cover it and hide it and don't do nothing about it, you're not going to prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. I don't know about you, but I want mercy all the time. Yeah. And I think every one of us need mercy all the time. As long as we're in this life, we're going to need mercy. Yes. So think of that. Shall I read it again? He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But whosoever confesseth and forsaketh them shall have mercy. So is it a right thing to do, just cover up, try to act like I didn't do nothing wrong to my brother, I didn't do nothing wrong to my sister? I didn't do nothing wrong, I'm just going to slide it under the rug and everything is fine. Are you wrong or right? What'd you do with it? You see? Let's turn to Acts 24. Acts 24 and 16th verse. Acts 24 and 16. Listen to the Apostle Paul here, what he said. And herein do I exercise myself. See, he made sure he kept working on it. He didn't lay it aside. He kept working on it. And herein do I exercise myself, to have always a conscience void of offense toward God and toward man. Yeah. Paul worked on that. He kept it exercised to make sure there's no offense between God or man. See? He wanted everything to be right all the time. Because remember all about what I'm saying here. Just remember, when you really need God, you better make sure everything's clean, everything's a clean slate and open before God, and everything's good. Because as long as there's not something right, you cannot have confidence toward God. And you automatically put yourself back a sinner. And how can you have confidence that what you ask for, God's going to give it to you? You won't have confidence. Because guess what's going to bother you? Those things you don't make right with your brother or sister. Yeah. So let's read another one. Let's go to Hebrews 12th chapter. Further on back here. Hebrews 12, 14, 17. Let's just read 14, 15 verse. Hebrews 12. Follow peace with all men and holiness. That's with purity. Clean before God. Nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Aye. Looking diligently. Diligently. Lest any man fail of the grace of God. Lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby may be, or many be defiled. Think of that. Through that bitterness and that root of bitterness springing up, many can be defiled. Do you realize what a root of bitterness in the church can do? It can destroy a church. Guess who's going to be guilty? You, that has that root of bitterness in your heart. That you just can't really forgive, or you can't sincerely, that brother that has ought against you, go to them and try to get it worked out. And say, hey, I've done this wrong, and I've done that wrong. Yeah. And some of us cause so many problems with our tongue because we're so loosed tongue. We do not speak by the Holy Ghost. We speak through a carnal mind. And oftentimes hurts and destroys and turns into gossip. You see. As our brother comes here, tried to help his wife with those things. You know? She got all upset and she left. You know? It was done for her. She couldn't take it. And some women never quit gossiping. They just gossip. Because there's absolutely, completely no control of the Holy Spirit controlling that tongue. Remember, the Holy Ghost is the only thing that controls that tongue. No man has ever been on tamed. No, he's tamed beast. He's tamed all kind of animals and things, sea animals and so forth. But there's never, ever been a time where man could tame his own tongue. Only the Holy Ghost can tame that tongue. That it'll only say things that would please God. If we would all just take and ask ourselves, does my tongue say everything that would please God? We would probably have to all come to this altar and repent. Because so many times our tongue does not say things that pleases God. No. We should be so far above that by now. But many times we're not. You see? But I'm going to tell you, if you're planning on being in a rapture, friend, you'd better get it tamed down. And what's going to be able to do that? The Holy Ghost. That's the only way, friend. The only way. Am I speaking truth? Absolutely I am, because I'm reading the scriptures. And the scriptures is inspired. It's the Holy Ghost. Yes. As men picked up their pens, begin to write, the Holy Ghost was leading them to write and say what they said. You see? And it's all captured in this Bible. Okay? So let's read another. Let's go to James 5. Just a little bit further over. James 5 and the 16th verse. Now this is what a righteous man or woman's going to do. You see? Confess your faults one to another and pray for another. Well, brother, I'm just too upset to be praying for him. Huh? So you need the Holy Ghost, don't you? Yeah. Remember Brother Timothy speaking about loving the brothers? Huh? Loving your brother? What about it? Can we really honestly pray for him? If they've done something against me 489 times, can I still pray for them from the depths of my heart that God would help them? Didn't he also read, Christ, I think it was Christ Mystery God Revealed, one of those messages, he was talking about Brother Brown, talking about if a brother does something wrong, or maybe I was talking about somebody else today, when people come in or somebody comes in and maybe sets in your midst and causes a problem, pray for that brother. Pray for that sister, you see. Yeah, pray for them. If they're causing trouble, pray for them. Yeah. Don't push them aside. Don't stub your nose up. Don't pout. Pray for them. Yeah. Yes, pray for them. That ye may be healed. Let's read it again. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. You don't need a healing now, you may. One of these days. Yeah. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So it's the righteous man or woman that confesses their faults one to another and prays for another. That's a righteous man. Yeah. So what if we can't? What if I don't want to? What if I got just a little bit of grudge there? And you don't feel you need to pray for somebody and pray from the depths of your heart, then you're definitely not righteous. No. He plainly told us here. Plainly told us. The effectual firm prayer of a righteous man availeth much. After just what he got done saying. About confessing our faults one to another. Turn to Jeremiah 17. We're back in the way back here. Jeremiah 17, and let's read the 9th and 10th verse. Jeremiah talking to God. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now God answers. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. Tries them. Tries our thoughts. Yeah. Even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Wow. We better make sure the reins is in good shape. We better make sure the reins is not holding something against somebody and that we can truly forgive somebody. Yeah. And we can truly confess one another our faults. Friends, don't never lose that tenderness in your life. If somebody does something to you or wants to hurt you, say things in a hurtful way, or anything at all, don't never get to the point that you just push them off the side and say, oh, just forget it. They ain't no good anyway. Because they might be. They just might not be yet where God has got a hold of them yet. Yeah. Because just remember, we all must remember, we all was once in that same condition. Yeah. Yeah. And there's some that's just slow to come into it. You know? Sometimes I don't understand that. Maybe like I should. Sometimes I get a little impatient with what God has given us.
And I shouldn't get impatient. But I should run this race with patience, knowing God is more than able to take care of his own. You see. So, I trust that you've taken these few scriptures I've read tonight and you think about it. And I want to mention something about the mask. I know some of you don't like masks. Some of you don't mind them. This, that, and the other. But I'm asking you all to wear them properly. Properly. Not on your chin. Not on your forehead. Right here. Where it belongs. Covering your nose and your mouth. Now just try to put yourself in my shoes. Some of you want to leave because some ain't doing it. And some want to leave because you have to do it. Yeah. So now put yourself in my shoes. You mean we're living that time, Brother Steve? We're living that time. But I'm going to tell you one thing. If we can't take this little thing, you are never going to last when the press really comes. Never. You may sit there and think you will, and you're tough, and you got it. But you just remember my words I just got done saying. I told you clear back last spring that there was something that was going to take and have a great fall in their life. It's already happened to one. And it's going to happen to more. That's not me, that's the Holy Ghost. And it already happened to one. People you'd never think it would happen to. But God knows more, way more than any of us knows. He does. And you may sit there right now and think you really got this thing whipped and you can make it in. There ain't a one of us going to make it in, friends, without the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. I warn you. Yes. I warn you. You won't. So again, like I said, just put yourself in my shoes now. Some want to quit because they don't want to be here because we don't wear them properly. Some don't want to be here because they have to wear them. What am I supposed to do? Yeah, and I'll tell you plainly. I'm exactly like a prophet. I do not believe they help. I'll tell you right up front they don't. I don't believe they do. If it was no touching and this, that, and the other, and taking the mask off, this, and there, maybe. But everybody's got their hands up. They take it off and they touch something else. It's just touching everything. Don't give me that nonsense, friend. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Nope. But it's mandated we wear them. And out of respect for my brother and thinking more of the things of others than myself, I will wear it. Yeah. And I'll wear it properly. Yeah. That's why. Not because they help. I'm sorry, I don't believe it. You want to believe that craziness, go right ahead, but I don't believe it. Yeah. Too much other stuff gets handled, touched, and this, that, and the other. Yeah. Too much hand contact. Yeah. Don't tell me if a germ's on your mask and you touch it, it ain't on your hands. I'm just telling you, friends, the way I believe, and you don't have to believe that way. I'm going to tell you what. I'm sick of hearing these masks. I really am. It's one of the things I just clear up to here. But I ask you out of respect to stay, even though you got to wear one properly. I ask you out of respect, if you don't wear one properly, that you'd at least do it for the other people. Please, if you would. I'm not going to make anybody do anything. I will not make this church like other churches. If people ain't got no more than that, I'll salute you on your leaving. Yeah. I plan, friends, to make heaven my home, whether nobody else does or not. If my own family doesn't, I'll go alone. Yeah. And as I said this morning, it's real. It's real. The virus. Yeah, I see it's more real after knowing more about it and see my brother up there. They don't know if he'll make it until morning. They've had to take him. He was on the ventilator, but now they had to cut a hole and put a main line in his artery to try to remove the carbon dioxide because his lungs is not moving enough to do it. Yeah. It's real. Yeah. Certainly God's grace, none of us has been in that shape. Yeah. And he's a lot healthier than many of you people are here. Yeah. But some it takes him down. A long ways. But it's real. I get sick and tired hearing this political and all this bunch of nonsense. It's a virus, friends. I ain't saying China didn't start it. I don't know who started it. I know it's the devil. Yeah. It's nothing but the devil's own ass. Yeah. Turn these demons loose. But friends, I'm going to tell you, you better make sure you've got that seal. Because it can get you and take you out. Yeah. How would that make me feel? If one of you come in here sick and sniffling. Maybe not even have a fever. But you go ahead and come. And then, you know, you might have went and got tested. Negative. 3 days later, you're worse and you tested positive. I can name you many that have done the same thing. So I ask you again, if you don't feel well, you feel the least like you're not getting or not feeling right, stay home till you find out. Yeah. Because that's the way this disease works. Yeah. And some test positive and are just a carrier of it. Yeah. So who knows? I'm going to tell you this too. You ain't going to run from it anywhere. Because it's everywhere you go. Grocery stores, bathrooms, public restrooms. Yeah. People, and some people are so filthy. Their automobiles, on steering wheels, all kinds of things. Yeah. You're not going to run from it. It's there. But we got to try our best to be clean. Yeah. Take care of things the best we can. Yeah. Got to be careful telling people and saying things that it's a joke and it's funny and this, that, and the other. Because if it hits you, where are you going to be? Especially if your thoughts wasn't right and God ain't going to listen to your prayer. Oh. Now where are you going to be? But we think we can get by with these things oftentimes and thinks everything's okay and I can bluff my way through. There's coming a time you're not going to bluff your way through, friends. No way. Serious? Yes, it's serious. I'm going to take it serious. Yes. And I'll do all I can to do my part. Absolutely. Yes. But, like I say, it's up to you what you want to do. As individuals. But again, I just ask you out of respect for others that you wear it properly. Cover your mouth and your nose. And just do your part. That's all I ask. Yeah. And then if you leave, it's between you and God. It'd be a terrible thing to know I left the faith and assembling myself together over a mask. I I'd like to see how that stands before God on the day of judgment. Yeah. And one day we may not be able to come together. Yeah, may not be able to. Absolutely may not be able to. But we just have to face it as it comes. Yeah. But as long as I can come together, I'm going to do so. And if we have to hide somewhere to come together, I'll do that. Yes, absolutely, I will. So I hope you understand and put yourself in my shoes. Yeah. I didn't think I'd ever have to come to the point to have to say that, but I had to say those things. Yeah. And, you know, I can say sometimes you don't understand why it has to go that far, but sometimes you have to. And I hope you don't feel odd against me because of what I said, you know. But, you know, I'll do my part. You know, there may be a time people wouldn't want to come here to visit us because they hear we don't wear a mask, right? Yeah. So you're going to take the responsibility of that soul? Yeah. Because we don't want to, we say we can't breathe and we can't this and we can't that. Well, I can't sing, Brother Steve. Don't sing then. Whisper. Make melody in your heart to the Lord while the song's being sang. Yeah. Do the best you can. I don't like wearing them. I just really hate wearing them. I'd much rather sit here and sing when we're having praise and worship without that thing on my face. You know? And I'd like to have my nose uncovered too and all this, that, and the other and have it under my chin and all that nonsense, you know? But that ain't what the mandate says, you know. And we ought to be thankful that they still are letting us gather together like we are. Yeah, we ought to appreciate it. Yeah. We ought to be very thankful for it. And the only reason why DeWine did not do it this time, because he had too much flack from it before in the Fifth Amendment. So he just kind of pushed it under the rug and let people gather together in the churches. And some of the churches has come down with a lot of people in their congregation sick. Absolutely. Some have not been wearing masks in their churches. And, you know, they're the Almighty and ain't nobody telling me what to do, you know. Well, whatever. That's between them and God, you see. But as I said before, until they keep me from serving God, then I'll do as much as I possibly can to them. I'll give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, but that's as far as I go, you see. And it belongs to Caesar, let it be. I can live with it, you know. I don't like it, but I can live with it. So, I hope with what I'm saying you just understand how I feel about it. Okay? I'm not going to hide anything from you. I'm just telling you what I feel. And none of you have to agree with it whatsoever. As I said, though, I just ask you to do your part if you're coming here and cover yourself. As I said, if for nothing else, for respect of my brother and sister, whatever, you know, if it's what they desire, then I'll do it the best of my ability. Yeah. Because I love my brother. I love my sister. I wouldn't want to do anything to offend them or anything to hurt them or anything, you know. And like I say, and then if we go on the other side, well, if I had to wear them, I ain't coming. Yeah. Adios. I feel sorry for you. So I can tell you. It's hard to believe a little piece of material like that can cause me to lose my salvation. Yeah. It's hard to believe a piece of material over our face makes me lose my salvation. He said, "Brother, it wouldn't make me lose my salvation. I just ain't going to come anymore." We'll see. Because the scripture says, "Forsake not to assemble yourselves together." Even more so. And I don't care what all these other men's out there saying, stay at home, listen to tapes. That is not scripture. And that is not what the prophet said. And never be held accountable for those things. Forsake not to assemble yourselves together, even more so as you see that day approaching. Oh. They say, well, I just don't know. I'm scared. Well, I'm going to tell you what. I know, past experience and scripturally, if I'm obeying the word of God, I know God is there to protect me. Yes. If I'm outside the word of God, I cannot expect God to protect me. If I sit here without the Holy Ghost, I cannot expect God to protect me. We ever get sick? Well, sure, you're going to have sicknesses at times. Absolutely. Yeah. I probably, like the doctor said, I probably had it. But God's mercy and grace pulled me through it. You see? Yeah. So when Brother Abraham didn't get sick, oh, yes, he had many times he was very sick. He carried a stomach trouble clear up almost at a time when God took him. Constantly sick. Yes. Constantly. So we get sick? Well, sure we get sick. As long as we're in this life, we're going to. Yeah. And one thing about it, you say, well, it ain't going to take me out. But just remember, as it's talked about many times in funerals, our life is but a vapor. We're here today and gone tomorrow. Just make sure you know where you're going tomorrow. Yes. Make sure. But I do not want to be responsible to carrying this virus and to hurt one of you. No. If I know for a minute I'm carrying it or know anything that's something I'm not feeling good, I ain't going to be here. I'll stay away till I know for sure. Yeah. I expect you to do the same thing. There's a lot of elderly in here. And if they get what my brother's got right now, I'm going to tell you, they'd never make it. Unless God would touch their bodies. That'd be the only way. Otherwise, might as well forget it, because you ain't going to make it. Like I say, my brother is pretty healthy that I know of. And it'll be God's grace that he lives. And it will take a miracle. So, and we're praying for that miracle. I'm asking God to bring that soul in. Maybe this would bring it. I don't know. I'm trusting that that's in the plan of God. But I don't know that. You see. So yes, it's real. So I wouldn't be making fun of it and saying, oh, it's just nothing but politics. I don't know where that started anyway. Honestly. I ain't saying it didn't start because of trying to destroy a nation. Absolutely. Brother Branham, I was reading this morning, Brother Branham talked about the warfare with viruses and so forth. Yeah. Between nation and nation. Yeah. He's talking about them dropping in bombs and these viruses come through. Yeah. He's sending people dying by the hundreds. Yeah. I don't know if they've dropped bombs with it, friend. But it could happen. Oh, yeah. Then what are we going to do? Go hide somewhere and never come out? Or is God going to be there to be over us and watch over us? You see? Until he takes us. And if that's the way he takes us, then so be it. Yeah. That's why you can't be afraid to die, friends. Because we're coming into a time and an age you may have to die for his sake. Yeah. You don't run scared? Or do you have something that's really real? That's what this is all why we come gathered here for, to make sure. Like I said, I know as sure as I stand here, some do not agree with me. But that's fine. I don't expect everybody to. Honestly, I do not. I do not expect everybody to agree with me. I haven't been agreed with many times down through the years. I've said things out of the Word of God and read things from the Word that's hurt many people. But that doesn't keep me from telling the truth. Just keep pressing on. Keep pressing on. No. Yeah, and that's why I'm not one with a great big congregation. They'd never take it. Nah. You've got to let a lot of things go, friend, to have a big congregation. A lot of sin come in, a lot of foolishness, carnality. People not knowing they even got the Holy Ghost or whether what the Holy Ghost is. Oh, you can just have a bunch of them if you didn't want to mention those things. I always know that I have to stand before God on the day of judgment and know that I've got to give an account of what I tell the people. And I always try to tell the people the truth. The truth. Not some kind of theory or an idea. I always try to tell them the best I can the truth. And as the old saying is, in closing, the truth hurts sometimes. Yeah. But if it don't hurt, then it ain't going to do no good. So if it hurts, then so be it. You know, maybe it'll help you. Maybe it'll help clean you out and get you ready for the appearing of the Lord. Yeah. I I could say a lot more things on it. And maybe later on we will. But as for now, I just trust that you'll understand. As I said last week, put yourself in my position with these things. Yeah. You say, oh, Brother Steve, people wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, they would. Yeah. Yes, they would. So I trust you understand. And understand how I stand. Okay? Like I said, because I can't sit here and tell, and I'm not going to sit here and lie to you at all. None whatsoever. And what I was saying about the mask not helping, what Brother Branham said about it, it's already proven, even scientifically, it depends on where you listen to it at. They know it don't help. No. Of course, Fauci and all them want to make sure you understand it does help and this, that, and the other, and all that. Well, like I say, I could see it maybe helping. Have somebody put it on for you with nice sterile gloves, and don't you touch it. Don't you touch it at all. Don't you even think about touching it. Have somebody come back with nice sterile gloves and take it off for you, and then sterilize it and clean it up good, and then put it back on for you again every time. Now you tell me that ain't childishness to even think that it's going to help. It don't, friends. I'm sorry. It's just the way I feel. But again, I ask you to respect your brother and sister in Christ. Respect people in the store. A Christian ought to be a Christian wherever they go. Yeah. Not go in and cause a scene. Yeah. And they're starting to haul people out now that don't do it. Right there in Logan at Walmart, they hauled a lady out because she wouldn't put it on. And they should. Yeah. They should. She wouldn't wear it, so they called the police. Police came in and got her and took her out. They should. Yeah. And a Christian ought to do that. A Christian ought to wear it where they're supposed to wear it. Yeah. To show people that you're right. Yeah. Not some hard-headed rebellious thing. Yeah. Well, to show people that you're respectful to the government, what it wants, and so forth. Said we've made that mask such a terrible thing. It's just, and it's hard to believe the young people just can't even wear them and say they can't breathe. And my, if we're that unhealthy, we need to eat a little healthier, maybe. Maybe we'll do a little exercise and get a little more lung breath coming in our lungs and do a little something, you know. Yeah, maybe that would help. Just trying to shake you a little bit, friends. Because I'm telling you, it's went way too far, all this nonsense. It really has. So may God help us, and I trust that you understand. Like I say, and if you think everything, you don't like what I said, then that's fine. You're free to believe what you want to believe. But I just got to be honest with you and tell you how I believe. See, when that prophet said these things, he's seen visions and seen things that we can't see. That's why he was a prophet. Amen. That's why he was a vindicated prophet. So I can bank on what he said is right. Yeah. And it's common sense when you think about it. Yeah. Very common sense. So you say, well, Brother Steve, I just won't wear them. I don't mean to be wearing you out, but I just want to make sure I get a point across. I'm not going to wear them because you said there ain't no good. Brother Branham said there ain't no good. That still don't fix the other side of it, though. Respecting your brother and your sister. Obeying the laws of the land. Yeah. So why not do it? Yeah. So, if you don't, as I said, if you don't agree with me, just pray for me then. Yeah. Just pray for me. Because it ain't an easy task, friends, in this age to even keep five people. Not an easy task because of the age we live in. There's some that's not coming here now, friends. Their life is a shamble. They need Christ in their life. Cares of life has choked them. Problems has choked them. Yeah. Are you going to be the next one? You'll be the next one that takes that last lunch,
fall to. Just because of what this stinking mind thinks. Satan controlling it. Is that really what you're ready for? Just remember, as high as you have climbed is as far as you'll go down low. Don't forget it. Yeah. You'll be sorry. You'll be sorry. Let us all stand. Won't you sisters come up, please, if you would? I'm sure glad you can't vote me out, because I might get voted out. But if I get voted out, or if I could get voted out, one thing about it, I could go out knowing I told you the truth. Yeah. Like I said, I'm not planning on everybody agreeing with me. I'm not. You show me any time ever in the Bible, any of the disciples, prophets, or anything, it was always agreed upon. Everybody agreed. No. Even our Lord Jesus. Hardly anybody agreed with him when he was here. Yeah. Even his own disciples got messed up many times until they went to Pentecost. Until they received the Holy Ghost. Yeah. Look how many times Peter messed up. Yeah. Until God got a hold of him. Oh, he followed. He followed that word all the time. But he messed up all the time too. But when the Holy Ghost came, he was a whole different Peter. Yes. Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. I don't know if it's in one of the books or not, but we sing it and you can help me sing it. He's the shepherd of my valley. Amen. Is he your shepherd of your valley? Amen. Let us sing it together. Help me, Brother Settles, and you can help me. Brother Timothy, whoever. To talk to. He's always there to listen. All around me, he locks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. Make it without Jesus. What would I do? Sing it again. I need someone to talk to. He's always there to listen. With arms all around me, he rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of the valley. Couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Sing it one more time, Brother Timothy. Come up, Miss Moses. Someone to talk to. He's always there to listen.
Just bow our heads. Heavenly Father, as we come to the close of another service and almost the ending of another day, Lord, we have truly come today and listened to your precious word. And Lord, as I was thinking of it this morning, of how many years it's been, Lord, in human time that those scriptures were penned to page. How many people's read them, Lord, and how many people's heard them. And Lord, here we stand tonight hearing them again by your mercy and grace. And Lord, I'm praying that every scripture we've heard today, Lord, will harbor it in our hearts, make it more real to us, Lord, and to open our understandings to them, Lord, that we would be a people that would truly hearken unto the precious word. Be a people, Lord, that's doers of the word, Lord, and recipients, and that our lives are showing forth the vindication that you live and are on the seat of our hearts, Lord. We thank you for the word. We thank you for each one that's taken the time to come and together and hear, Lord, and those that may have joined us by way of recording. We just pray you'll bless each one. And Lord, we thank you for all the many things that you're doing. Lord, we thank you for being with Sister Naomi, Lord, and we thank you for praying, Lord, for Sister Abby. Lord, you know the situation there. Lord, I know she was having a little procedure. Pray you'll continue to watch over her, Lord, and strengthen her. And Lord, Brother Bobby down there in the VA, give him encouragement, Lord, and strength, knowing that it's, we complain a little bit, Lord, of maybe that we can't get together and we can't do this and that, but Lord, he's just stuck there in one little spot. And pray that you'll strengthen all of those men, Lord, that are stuck in that situation. Give them encouragement. And Lord, just continue to help us, Lord, to look more on the things of others than the things of ourselves. And Lord, if we would alone do that, how much more we would get done for you. We thank you again, Lord, for all that you've done. Be with us. Bring us back if you should tarry at the next appointed time, and we'll never fail to see that you receive all the glory and the honor for it. In the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we ask all these things. Amen. Because when I need someone to talk to, he's always there to listen with arms all about me. He rocks me in his bosom. What would I do without Jesus? He's the shepherd of my valley. Couldn't make it without Jesus. What would I do? Amen. May the Lord richly bless you. You're all dismissed. Amen.